Kathy Picard believes she lost her childhood to sexual abuse. She says she was molested by her stepfather for more than 10 years. Now, at 49, she still remembers details of the abuse and the chronic dread she lived with.
I would lay in bed, I'd pull out my eyelashes, pull out my eyebrows, figuring that if I pull them out, then I would look ugly and maybe he would leave me alone.
Picard says the constant fear infected every aspect of her private and social life. She became withdrawn. Her schoolwork suffered.
I wasn't able to concentrate, you know, because thinking about what he was doing to me and shaking, stress, just tired. I was tired a lot from not doing a solid sleep, but very nervous of him. You know, when is it going to happen again?
Scientists have a new word for what Picard experienced. They call it toxic stress. And it refers to sustained violence, abuse, or stress in childhood that results in a sort of poisoning of the brain. The results are not just unpleasant memories, but a distinct impact on brain development that researchers now believe helps dictate behaviors, health, and even intelligence well into adulthood. Earlier this year, the American Academy of Pediatrics published a paper calling toxic stress a major public health crisis.
We're no longer just talking about anxiety, depression, and post-traumatic stress disorder. We're talking about all kinds of impacts that these children, or subsequently as adults, display.
Springfield Dr. Stephen Boos is a pediatrician at Bay State Medical Center's Family Advocacy Center.
Someone tried to start a
wall. Boos oversees treatment for children and families where abuse is suspected. He says the research on toxic stress puts his patients' medical challenges into context.
They have differences in the way they can pay attention to things, filter out distractors, and focus on something. They have differences in the way they can delay an impulse. They have differences in functioning intellect. Differences in their vulnerability to many behavioral problems, such as early sexual initiation, sexual promiscuity, use of tobacco, alcohol, and drugs.
And Boos says toxic stress can also explain physical problems in adulthood, from obesity to heart and liver disease. Kathy Picard, who's now a child advocate, suspects her abuse contributed to everything from failed relationships to a chronic pain condition called fibromyalgia to difficulty in absorbing what she reads.
When I read a book or something, I have to reread it just to get it sunk in my head that, okay, so that's really what happened.
Of course, the notion that early experience has long-term effects is not new. Many studies have traced emotional trouble in adulthood to trauma in youth. What's new are studies that look forward, following traumatized children to see how they turn out, with a focus on brain development.
By far, the biggest advance in the last 15 or 20 years is the biological mechanisms.
Professor Charles Nelson is with Harvard University's Center for the Developing Child, which released the recent paper on toxic stress.
So now we can actually say, well, the reason someone who was abused when they were two is having a problem now that they're 20 is because these are the changes that have occurred both in their brain and in the cells of their body.
Nelson studies Romanian orphans who grew up in institutions. Nelson and his colleagues use modern scanning technology to compare the brains of children who experienced severe deprivation with those who didn't.
There's a dramatic reduction in brain activity, and we noticed their heads were a little smaller. Well, now we went ahead and we did MRIs on all the kids, and we find out they have tiny brains because they probably have fewer brain cells and fewer connections between brain cells. And that's the effects of being brought up in an institution.
There are different theories for what's happening. Boos says a chronically stressed brain can produce too much of the hormone cortisol, which in turn affects development. Nelson says researchers have also found shortened telomeres. That's a type of protection around neurological cells.
If you are exposed to toxic stress and you have shortened telomeres and some other biological changes, does that accelerate aging generally, and does that foreshadow, in a sense, poor health? Does it compromise your immune system, for example? And so those are the things that people are looking at now.
But psychologists have asked, does anatomy really matter when what's most important is how you act and feel? Nelson says yes.
Wouldn't it be nice to know what precisely was going on in the brain so we could develop a more targeted intervention that would lead to even better success?
He says that goes for therapy or medication. Pediatrician Stephen Boos also looks to the science for its social and political benefit. He says if people understand how much the brain changes from trauma, they might be more willing to invest in child abuse prevention campaigns as well as early treatment for victims. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.